America is its eternal enemy. And most of all, we have the big Satan. That's the prize. Because we're the biggest superpower in the world. We are the biggest superpower in the world, and to them, the greatest threat. The Iranian regime is at war with us, whether we like it or not. They're at war with us, whether we are at war with it, whether we sign agreements with it, as we have in the past, and there's nothing that's going to change it. Nothing. Let me repeat, nothing, except its destruction. That's it. This is why, in my view, it must be destroyed. Where I feel it will never be destroyed. At least not with some great, massive military operation, the kind of which we do seek to avoid. Despite the best and even heroic efforts to try to contain and control it, they will not be contained or controlled, certainly not in the long haul, certainly not in the future. Let's be straight with each other. I think that's important. Our government and culture are such that we will not be on a constant war footing to address the violations as they reconstitute and reinforce the regime, including with money that they eventually receive from us. Let me put it this way. Our system of government requires regime change in our own country. We have elections. We have political parties. We do this because we do not want permanent administrations in totalitarian government. The Iranian regime and the Islamists do. They do not and cannot tolerate dissent, protest, challenges. To permit such behavior is to, in their view, attack Allah. The revolution belongs to Allah. That's the point. They're not going to give it up. They seek billions in funds and oil sales and whatever else ultimately is decided by us and by anybody else. Not to improve Iranian society, not to feed the people of Iran, not to create a civil society, but rebuild its police state, reinforce its military, build thousands more ballistic missiles, and yes, to support its nuclear program, especially after President Trump has left office. Unlike us, who watch and react to every media cycle and election cycle, they have no cycles. They are driven, obsessed revolutionaries. They live by the sword. They are prepared to die by the sword in the name of Allah. If they survive, the regime will live long after the Trump administration or the next administration. Long after Republican control of Congress. I will stake my reputation here and now on the fact that they will continue to pursue nuclear weapons.